episodes up here. We are Tim and Debbie Blyker. This is our son, Caleb, on the left that's traveling with us. He lives with us. And we are just so thankful that we can be with you guys today. We haven't been able to do our home assignment in several years because of some health challenges with Caleb. And God provided a way for us to be able to travel with him. So we're just praising God that we can be here with you today. And even though you haven't seen us for a while, we pray for you guys all the time. We pray for you probably every single week. And we just thank God for you, and we just pray that God will continue to grow your church and to keep the doctrine sound, and that you will be walking with him. So we are thinking about you and praying about you all the time.
Thank you.
And our son Josiah and Carrie, they live in near Vancouver, Washington, about a half hour north of there in Woodland. And we're going to get to see them next week. So, do I push the camera? Okay. First question. These are just questions so you can get to know our life, what we do. So, some of you already know this answer. Does anybody have something in their mind? Is it 1, 3, 2, 4?
3, 2, 3, 4.
The question is, how many dogs
does Caleb have? I guess it's all of us. You can sure shout out numbers.
2, 3, 4.
Okay, well, if you walk out here, you'll see them. They're probably sitting on the driver's seat and the passenger seat watching people because they're so excited to see everybody. They're very people persons. Lona and Gigi. We are part of which ministry? Avant Ministries, Walk Through the Bible, Rio Grande Bible College, or all of the above? So we are missionaries with Avant Ministries, which used to be Camino Global. You'll probably recognize that name better. But about 5 years ago, we merged together with a mission called Avant, which used to be Gospel Missionary Union. And both of our missions were started by the same guys. So we are sister missions that have joined together as one again. So our ministries that we do with as missionaries is Walk Through the Bible. Tim teaches and trains it and travels all over the world and teaches it at Rio Grande Bible College, which is a college made up of about, well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out later. I almost gave it away. How many years have Avant missionaries been sharing the gospel and planting churches? 16, 57, 115, or 134? 157. The answer is 134. The man you see up there is actually C.I. Schofield, who was one of the men who helped start our mission, and yeah, both of the missions. In many, how many countries are our missionaries sharing Christ? 50, 67, 74, or 85?
67. 85.
67. It's 50. 50. Yes, we are in 50 countries. All right. Sports question. The favorite sport in Latin American countries is soccer, oyamiriti, and baseball and basketball.
Soccer.
Right. I tried. What's the movie that the oyamiriti is in?
El Dorado.
If you've ever seen that movie, they play it, they bounce the ball off their hips and try to get it through that hoop. It's an old, ancient Aztec game, but it's not the most favorite sport. Okay, the Blyker's favorite NFL team is, what do you think?
Seahawks.
Kansas
City Chiefs.
What?
We just made some enemies.
Our mission is headquartered in Kansas City, and we lived there for a couple of years. But.
And they know how to win.
Most Spanish-speaking countries love spicy food.
True.
The answer is false. Mexico is the only country that loves spicy food. All the other Central American and South American countries eat bland food. Which Latin American country is the most secular country? Mexico, Uruguay, Chile, or Panama? The most secular.
Chile.
The answer is Uruguay.
What?
Uruguay. They are not very open to the gospel at all.
Oh my God.
How many years has Tim taught and trained Walk Through the Bible?
24.
That is correct. He took the class in 2000, and it has revolutionized our ministry. In how many countries has Tim taught Walk Through the Bible? 195. There are 195 countries total, by the way. 21, 16, or 3?
3.
21.
16
is correct. We live closer to Monterrey, Mexico than San Antonio, Texas. True or false?
True.
It is true. We live 10 miles. So if you take the state of Texas and you go down to the very, very tip, we live down there. We're 10 miles north of Mexico. So when I go into the grocery store, I'm usually one of the only white faces I see. And if I don't know Spanish, sometimes the workers there can't help me. But I do speak Spanish, so they look when I ask them a word and they don't look at give me this blank look. I switch to Spanish and they're like, So, we are definitely in a Spanish-speaking culture. Very, McAllen, Texas. If you've never been to McAllen, Texas area, it is very much like you're in Mexico. Okay, at Rio Grande Bible College, all of the staff, except for the president, must raise their own support. True or false?
Probably true.
Let's go for true.
I'm going false.
It is false. Even the president raises his own support. Everybody, from the president down to the janitors, we all have to raise our own support. So that we can keep the cost down for our students. So this is a Christmas picture of all their staff and their families at Christmas time. And most of them live on campus. Not all, but most of them. Now, trick question. What percent of the actual cost does Rio Grande Bible College charge our students? 10%, 30%, 50%, or 75%?
75.
50.
The answer is 10%.
Wow.
Yes, it is a huge help to the students because they're coming from foreign countries. They don't have visas to work outside the college. So part of their tuition is they give 20 to 25 hours of their week to working for the school. So that's on top of the 10%. Did Tim and Debbie meet at Multnomah, Moody, Cedarville, or Bible, Biola? I can't read this so tiny.
Multnomah.
Biola. Those are Bible schools, by the way.
I like Biola. Moody.
La Mirada.
Biola.
La Mirada. We were at Moody Bible Institute.
Sorry.
We met at Moody Bible Institute. In 1986, we met at Moody Bible Institute. Rio Grande Bible College has students and staff from how many countries? As a last semester? It fluctuates, obviously.
13.
19.
22.
7.
22 is the correct answer. Every semester it changes, but 22 is the closest. Which country did we serve in for 15 years? Colombia, Spain, Mexico, or Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Tim grew up in Guatemala, but we actually served in Mexico as a family for 15 years. Now we're in Tex-Mexico.
Texaco.
How many years have Tim and Jenny been missionaries? 10, 15, 20, or 30?
30.
30.
That was too easy. 30. How many times have we moved since we've been married? 6, 9, 18, or 24?
24.
And hopefully it stays at that. Very long time. Unless God wills it. So here are some prayer requests for us. We have several upcoming ministries. We are going to be in 10 different states this summer for a total of 10 weeks, visiting 12 churches and several individual supporters. So we need a lot of prayer. We're traveling with some of the time with my mother-in-law, our two dogs, and being on the road, not home. It's a little stressful sometimes, but fun at the same time. So, and we get to see people we haven't seen in a long time. So we just appreciate your prayers as we communicate what our ministry has been in the last several years and what we're going to be doing. Tim's going to be having some walkthrough ministry opportunities in Texas, Missouri, and South Carolina. And we're going to go to Mexico and lead worship for a missionary conference. And he is planning, we need prayers for this, he is planning a trip to Equatorial Guinea and to Cyprus, Lord willing that funds can be raised. But the plans have been made. Equatorial Guinea is the only Spanish-speaking African country. And he's been dreaming about going there for many years, and he's working together with a fellow missionary who is in Spain and trying to get that all organized so that they can go to both Cyprus and Equatorial Guinea.
By the way, I misspelled Cyprus, so if you notice that,
yeah.
I know it's misspelled.
And then we have been trying to get disability for our son Caleb for several years, and we've been denied, and now we have a lawyer working with us, so please pray for that. And we need to raise our support. So,
but it's, as of yesterday, it's down to 1402 now per month.
So please don't forget to sign up for our prayer letters in the back. And we just want to thank you guys so much for your prayers and for your support. We love you. We love this church. We love your pastor and his family. We love all you guys, and we just thank God for you. Oh, so Caleb, I did show them this.
Oh.
But again, if you don't know how to use these little phone stands, you just open it up and stick it in like that. Or like that.
So, are you going to allow for questions?
Yes, I was just going to say, does anybody have questions?
Since I'm new at the church.
Yes.
Do you guys work at the college or at teachers or?
We are 50-50 working at the college and working with Walk Through the Bible under Avant as our mission. And so, Tim teaches a Walk Through the Bible. He teaches it to the students, and then he trains it those who take his class.
It's a college down there in that little corner of
Texas?
Yes.
Now, we have about, how many students do we have right now?
Just under 200 students. Half are online, half are, but it's in Seattle. Presential, well, on campus.
Present.
Present, yes.
But you know, the hard part is right now is a lot of kids are wanting to come study from different countries in Central America, South America, but their countries are not, or our country is not allowing their visas to go through. And some of them have been waiting for years to come. And meanwhile, they do online, but they would much prefer coming and studying present.
It is Walk Through the Bible course, is that a four-year course? Or is
there's a two
Walk
semester
Through
course.
The Bible is a three-hour seminar that I taught at a family camp a few years ago.
Our family camp.
Yeah.
And so it's just 3 hours.
Tips.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Walk Through the Bible is a 3-hour course, and when I train others to teach it, when I go to another country, I train them in 3 days. However, at the Rio Grande Bible College, I made it into a 2-hour, 2-credit course. And so it's all semester, and I meet with them Tuesday and Thursday mornings.
For each testament.
And so one semester I'll teach Walk Through the Old Testament, and the next semester Walk Through the New Testament. And since it's a whole semester, I get to go way deeper, and the expectations are much higher for these students than when we train in other countries.
Can you give just a brief demonstration of what it would look like, just a frontal of Genesis?
Sure, Genesis. Everybody, if you have something in your hand, put it down. Put your hands like this. What do you have in your hands? Nothing. Out of nothing, God created everything. So we're going to say creation. Everybody, put your hands like this, and together, creation. Now what do you want to do with your hands? If your hands are like this, you have very little faith. Let's do it together, and we go, creation. Well, your hands are up, up, up. Yes, I had shoulder surgery too. And then we want to bring them down, so we're going to say fall together. Fall. That's talking about the sin. And then there was a lot of sin, and so God sent the flood. And then we're going to separate our hands like we're opening curtains, and we say nations. That's the Tower of Babel. That's Genesis 1 through 11. Let's review. Creation, fall, flood, nations. And then we hit Genesis 12, and we have Abraham. And why we're doing that way? Because God looked at this guy and he says, look up. He looks up. He says, what do you see? It was night. Well, he saw stars. He says, that's how many descendants you're going to have. He goes, cool. And so this is Abraham. Together we go, Abraham. And then your hand is still up. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you grab one of those stars and it becomes his child, the promised child, Isaac. Don't do like the guy in Lealao who went like that. No. It's a baby, yes. So this is Isaac. Abraham, Isaac. And then we have Jacob who wrestled against his brother. Jacob wrestled against Laban. Jacob, you're not saying Jacob with me. Jacob wrestled even against God. And so we have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then his son. He had a bunch of sons, but his favorite, he gave a tunic of many colors, and his name is Joseph. So now let's review the book of Genesis. In Spanish, I will say it. I get to say it, and you get to review in Espanol. Creación. Caída.
Caída.
Diluvio.
Diluvio.
Naciones.
Naciones.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Jacob.
Jacob.
José.
José.
Now you know Genesis in Spanish.
Any other questions? Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
More than enough.
questions.
So what kind of results do you see from this kind of a presentation and learning experience?
With Walk Through the Bible, it's exciting because even people who have known the Lord for many, many years, decades, they say, I have never been able to just piece the Bible together because it's done in a chronological order from Genesis to Revelation. And they just say, it just helps me to link the books of the Bible together. And also, at the same time, we have had several people write on their evaluation cards that they accepted the Lord as their personal Savior that day. So it is not just for believers. It is also a great evangelistic tool. Yeah.
So I was not aware via the game, now I am, about the support of faculty and students only need 10%.
Yeah.
So you have supporters that send money to the school for the students?
Actually, right now there is a singing group that we help train. There's five of them. And then, so every summer, a group of five go around and visit the churches and, mostly churches that support the school, and they sing for them and they thank them for their money. And so, but a big portion of our income comes from winter volunteers that come. And this last year, we had over 100 winter volunteers that come from November until March or April, some of them even until May. And they commit, each of them, the husband and the wife, usually to spending 25, some of them work 40 or more hours a week, just bettering the property. And they become the grandparents, the abuelitos to the students, and they just invite them over to the house all the time. They donate money to their ministries, and they just pretty much adopt whoever they, you know, feel a calling to be a part of their life. And so a lot of the money comes from winter volunteers, and from one of the ministries of Rio Grande Bible is Bibleville. Sounds kind of funny, but there is a town called Bibleville.
Or Margaritaville?
It's not really a town. It is a RV park or a mobile home park. And everybody who lives there is all believers. And during the January through March, they have a conference. So it's like a family conference every other week for those 3 months. And so they invite special speakers, musicians, and they have just a retiree Bibleville conference every other week. And it's every day they have events going on and prayer, everything. And those people also support the school. So we have several ways of people giving income to the school. Yeah. Yes. Enid Sanford?
Office person?
I might know her if I see her.
She was the registrar secretary at Prairie Bible Institute when I was a student there.
Okay.
Oh, cool. A couple years ago.
It's hard because there's so many volunteers.
Right.
And we.
I think she's been there like as an office person on staff.
Okay. I saw another question back in the back. Yes?
I was wondering, just in that area that is the predominant religion or denomination, and in terms of the Walk Through the Bible as an evangelical tool, of what are the people that aren't believers, what are they believing to, that you reach out to?
Well, right now, when Tim is not teaching at the college, he is planning usually trips globally, and like the trips he's going to be doing in Cyprus and in Equatorial Guinea. He's done other trips, like we said earlier, he's been to 16 different countries, and predominantly most of them are coming from Catholic background. Yeah. Which is somewhat different than the Catholic setting in the U.S. Yeah.
So you're going to the other countries and you're not at the college. Okay, when you set up your other country visit, is it with more family or local church, or is it?
There is a variety of people. Like Equatorial Guinea, we're working on
two different places. One is on the island, which is the capital city, and there's a Bible Institute there, so we're going to train there. And then you go to the mainland, and we'll work with several churches there.
So you're not actually like in a home with a certain person, or?
When I go internationally, I train minimum usually 10, 20 people. Sometimes if there's a bigger group, then if there's 30 or 40 that we're training, then there are several of us that are training. And so usually it's several churches or a whole denomination that has come together and they've sent their leaders to get trained. Mm-hmm. Yes?
So, Tim, what got you into using this tool in your ministry?
Even though I had already grew up in as a missionary kid in Guatemala, and I read the Bible all my life, I had graduated from Moody Bible Institute. I had also studied in Puebla Bible Seminary and in South Carolina a year. And then I went to Mexico with our family, and I was learning, and I felt weak in the Old Testament. I just didn't have the big picture. For some reason, my brain didn't captivate it well enough in OT survey at Moody. And so I wanted to go through that training. And so in the year 2000, I flew from Puebla from Pachuca to Ciudad Juarez, which is south of El Paso. And I got trained over that week, and I understood certain things of the Old Testament that I had never gotten before. And so it transformed my understanding, and I said, I'm so glad I took it. My idea was to learn it for myself, for my family, and for my church. And they said, teach it three times. I said, well, I have other friends that I can go teach in their churches. So I taught it three times that year. The next year they said, keep teaching it. And I said, well, I can do that. So I kept teaching it. Then the third year, they said, keep teaching it. I said, okay. I taught it again. And then they said, we want you to, you're the only one that listens and obeys what we asked you to do. And I said, oh, I thought everybody did this, you know. If somebody requests me, well, you just do it. And I thought it was kind of a normal thing. And they said, no. Now we want you to be our regional director. I said, no, I'm a missionary. We're working at a church plant. He says, I'm a missionary too. I'm also working in a church plant. Let's do it together. And I said, okay. And so I said, what does it mean to be a regional director? He says, keep on teaching. I said, I like it. Be willing to train. And I thought, oh, Ephesians 4. If I say no, I'll be disobeying Ephesians 4. Yes, I'm willing to train. I don't know how to do it, but, you know, I can learn. And he says, be willing to travel. I said, oh, that's my middle name. So, especially if they say, we'll cover the bill. And I said, okay. So, that year, we, three Mexicans, the Korean-American, Ike Rue, and I, traveled to Honduras and trained a bunch of leaders in Honduras. The next year, we went to Cuba. The next year, to Costa Rica. The next year, they said, Tim, you were from Guatemala. You have the contacts. You organized that training in Guatemala. I said, Oh, man. Okay. So I got to organize it while living in Mexico, organizing an event in another country, that's tough. But it worked out, and we had a great time. So then that's how I've gotten to be able to teach it in 16 countries. Did that answer your question?
I think it's a big step that direction.
Hey, I want to pray for these two and for Caleb. I want to explain something, too, concerning Caleb. He wears this thing on his face. He's used to it. They're used to it. And we can easily get used to it. When he smells certain smells, his body reacts. And so he puts up that specialized mask that's got whatever in it that helps.
Charcoal.
Charcoal, thank you. We learned about that last night. So along with the assistance financially that they are praying for, we've been asked to pray for that. Pray for this guy too. He's got some disabilities that he has no choice about. He's still smiling, got a sense of humor, it's fun to be around. That's a great thing. So be praying for Caleb as well. And mom and dad as they're negotiating life together. So anyway, if he's without it and all of a sudden puts it up, don't be offended. It's probably not you. But even coffee, literally coffee smell, sends his body into a weird state. Mm-hmm. So we learned about that last night. Anyway, Caleb, we're going to pray for you guys. Father, I thank you for my brother and sister here and brother Caleb and Josiah and his wife too. But Father, for the upcoming adventure in life that you've got for them, we thank you, Lord, that we can touch base a little bit here to know about it, bring it back to our memory to pray for them. Father, even if we don't know the detail of the moment, you do. And if you nudge us for the Blikers, Lord God, we thank you that you translate that into your will and apply it to them in their life, in their home, and in their ministry. Father, there's need for finances that they've told us. $1,402 in need. So, Lord God, show us our part, and we pray that you would provide it with your fingerprints all over it. Father, they're traveling now, and they'll be doing some international traveling here in the future. Need finances for that and safety for that. Wisdom as a family. And right now, Lord, they've got things along their journey to get back home, too. Lord, you know those details. We put them in your hands. Thank you for their son, Caleb. I thank you for the man he has become. Lord God, just continue blessing here. And Father, we would pray that there could even be relief for these allergies and the things that he has to go through. But thank you that he's got a clear mind. Thank you for his artistic work with photographs. Lord God, you're doing stuff in him and through him. We thank you for that too. Father, we commit the family into your hands. As we hear from them this next hour, Lord God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to give us truly ears to hear about what you're doing, heart to receive it, and then the mind to know how to participate in that. Thank you, Lord God. Father, going into our little break time, give us great little fellowship here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I just want to mention one other thing that I forgot to mention is wherever we are always involved in ministry in a Spanish-speaking church. So that is also something we do all the time that's just very dear to our hearts. We tried going to an American church because we live in Texas, and I'm like, this is just not right. This is weird. This is not our culture. It is not. So we love you guys, but our hearts are definitely with the Spanish speakers. So pray for us as we also minister every week in our Spanish church.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yes.